We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Duck Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Another open three. Good!
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Holy three. Good! And holy ball!
Out Shelley. Three ball.
Good!
Regular season champions. And now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and welcome to a Wednesday/Friday edition of Duck Insider. It is Thanksgiving Eve. Everything's going to look a little bit different for everybody with Thanksgiving, and particularly for the Ducks. Instead of a big Thanksgiving feast, they're going to have a grab-and-go lunch. That'll be their Thanksgiving tomorrow. And for me, I reserved a locally grown farm turkey like months ago, hoping that we would be in a better situation. It's a 17.46-pound turkey for just me and my wife.
And the dog.
And the dog. The dog is probably going to end up eating half of it. Anyway, Jerry Allen's here, too. The voice of the Ducks joins us on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. How big's your bird this year? And I don't mean the one on your finger.
Yeah, right. It is an embarrassing 12.3 pounds.
Boo!
Yeah. I mean, the biggest we ever had was 24 and a half. And then, yeah, this is, like, ridiculous. It's just – but that's why they make freezers for years, so you can cook it, freeze it, bring it out later and make soups with it and all kinds of stuff. So you're good. You're good.
All right. I hope you're right. You know, I'm relatively confident that I can take care of it. I'd make a mean turkey soup, by the way. So everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, and we hope that you'll all be safe as we head toward Friday's game, 4:30. Yeah, 4:30 on ESPN, 2:30 pregame show with Terry Johns, and we've got a lot to talk about, including our Pac-12 picks brought to you by North Fork Public House and the start of basketball season. We don't know exactly when the men's basketball season is going to start. We thought it was going to be tonight. It's not going to be tonight because Eastern Washington is going through COVID protocol, which means the Ducks are awaiting their next matchup for men's basketball, and we'll have an announcement for you, we hope, sooner than later, because I'm ready to see what this team has in action. We do know, though, that the Oregon women's basketball team will start its season at 1 o'clock now on Saturday. 1 o'clock on Saturday, the Ducks will play Seattle U. Terry Johns, a 12:30 pregame. Originally set for 11 a.m., now it's going to be at 1 o'clock at Matthew Knight Arena. Terry Johns will have the call, and you'll also be able to watch it on the goducks.com/live link, the live stream, the Oregon live stream. Normally, Mike Jorgensen would be with us today.
Yeah, what's going on? Where is he?
Well, for those of you who don't know, Jorgie is, I don't know where he is, but he texted his picks in, and so we're going to just do our best. Jerry, you can't see it, but for those of you who are watching on the live stream live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, we've got Jorgie's senior day mugshot. Really nice bowl cut for number 4 there in the green and yellow uniform. It's a black and white photo, though, for Mike Jorgensen. So, Jerry, I've decided since he texted his picks in that we're just going to have to imitate Jerry. We're going to have to imitate Jorgie and make sure that we try our best to give reasonings for Mike Jorgensen in place of him not being here. I want everybody to know that I did motion earlier to have Jorgie's picks be qualified as no contest because he wasn't making them live. Jerry did not agree with me, so Jerry Allen, you're dead to me, but it's okay.
Hey, what we need to let people know, though, is because of COVID, some people may think that maybe he's, you know, got it in a way somewhere. No, he's visiting family. That's all he's doing for Thanksgiving. And so he's safe. He's good. He doesn't have anything. He's not, he's got a big nose. Well, that's not as big as it used to be. So to say that he doesn't have anything wouldn't be right.
Did you just insinuate that Mike Jorgensen got a nose job?
No. Is that what it sounded like?
Yes.
No. Well, doesn't look like the same guy at his driver's license as he. I don't know.
Anyway, but that's important to say. Jerry's right. Jorgie is just out enjoying some family time, so that's why he's with us live. The Ducks are number 15 in the first college football playoff rankings. I don't really care. And we told you that the Oregon women are going to tip at 1 o'clock, and that's what we know as we go on the air today. Meanwhile, we do have some keys to this game coming up. Jerry, I got to say, I feel like the biggest key for me is going to be not just completely containing Jamar Jefferson, but at least slowing him down. He's had a couple runs of long yardage, and otherwise he's been kind of a slow and steady type of running back. If you look at the numbers and the yardage splits, those explosive plays, limiting his explosive plays, I think going to be a huge key for Oregon in this matchup. Stop that run game for the Beavers.
Yeah, I think there's anything that's the magic. Jorgie will say, if you want to be successful, run the ball. If Oregon State wants to be successful against Oregon, they have to be able to run the ball. Jefferson, over 7 yards per carry, but some of those explosive runs he's had have added to that per carry average. So he's capable. He's quick, too. Once he gets through, you're not going to catch him. He is really fast. So, yeah, Jamar Jefferson is the key. I don't think Tristan Jebbia, right now, from what I've seen, is the guy that is going to beat you. He's solid. He makes pretty good decisions, but they're dependent on that run game to be able to open up something through the air. If they can't run the ball, it gets tough.
Well, let me go ahead and read what Mike Jorgensen sent us for his keys to the game, okay? And Scott, go ahead and throw up Jorgie on the screen here. It's going to sound very similar to what Jerry and I said. Stop the run. Run the ball. You have to run the ball. First down yardage will dictate everything. Jefferson has success, then Jebbia is good enough. If the Beavers can't run the ball, Jebbia has not shown the ability to take over a game himself. Those are Mike Jorgensen's keys to the game. How'd I do? No. Was that a pretty good Jorgie?
Yeah, it was. It was very good. I mean, the emphatic, run the ball. I mean, that's him. That's Jorgie.
So there you go. The point is that I think that the Beavers, too, are improved defensively. And the Ducks, look – Oregon has talked about it this week. Players have talked about it. Coaches have talked about it. Didn't play their best football on Saturday against UCLA, Jerry, and they would like to get back to establishing the line of scrimmage, I think, in this game against the Beavers.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I mean, UCLA is a much improved football team, I will say that. And their tempo, you know, Oregon prepared for, but once any good team gets into a tempo, it's sometimes tough to keep up, and we saw that a lot. So I think UCLA gave Oregon some issues because they're a really good football team, especially defensively up front. I think there's no comparison between UCLA and Oregon State and their defense. And we heard so much about Hamaka Rashid, and he's a destroyer. He gets in the way. He makes plays for other people. So he's kind of a key. But right now it's Avery Roberts and Omar Spates. Those are the two guys, the linebackers, that Oregon's got to worry about the most. Their defense efficient, but so far they've had some issues early in the season. But, Joy, they gained confidence last week. Yep. They're a much more confident football team now.
And meanwhile, I think Oregon has a little something to prove, don't you, Jerry? I mean, Coach talked about it this week that Ducks didn't play their best football, and as a result, if anybody was thinking about the college football playoff rankings came out last night, I'm paraphrasing what Coach said, but I just love this quote so much I'm going to use it again, that if you're thinking about those rankings after you didn't play your best football, then something's probably not going right. And the Ducks know that they have a little something to prove this week, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's exactly right. If they're more focused on where they appeared in that first poll and not their play last week, the mistakes they made and the issues they had trying to defend UCLA and trying to block UCLA's rush from the defensive line or those linebackers, if they're thinking more about where we are in the polls than fixing those issues, he's right that they got issues. I don't think he'll let them do that.
I'm curious also, Jerry, to see how Oregon's secondary handles this game now that they're not going to have to be dealing with shuffling mid-game, right? It's been the last 2 weeks they've had a starter out with a targeting ejection. Now they're back to full strength, and it sure looks like they've got a little more confidence in the secondary.
Yeah, they've got a little more experience now, too. I mean, Jordan Happel was – I mean, how do you keep that guy out of there now? So I think – even though they had to lose a guy for half of two games, two different guys for half, what that did, getting the W's, was give you a couple of guys that got more snaps, more experience, more rhythm with the defense. So it'll turn out to be a positive, I think.
Jerry, if you could have $20 to build your perfect Thanksgiving dinner, what are the items that you would buy?
You know, I'm a traditionalist. It'd be turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy to go on the mashed potatoes with string beans. You gotta cook them down so they're almost kind of mushy with onions and bacon in them, and then plenty of stuffing and maybe some sweet potatoes and yams. But other than that, I'm a simple, basic, good old fashioned, do it the old fashioned way.
Soup or sandwich for leftovers?
Gosh, I'm a soup guy. I love soup. My wife makes a great turkey soup with all the vegetables. Yeah, I'd much more go soup.
Ducks or Beavers?
I obviously have never tasted duck, and I won't. And I don't think I could try the Beaver or flavor Beaver. So I don't think I'd like either one.
Beer or wine?
Depends on the time of day. Before noon, beer. Afternoon, wine.
The voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here all week. Hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. When we come back, we're going to make some Pac-12 picks brought to you by the North Fork Public House and some other thoughts on Oregon, Oregon State. I don't know if I've asked Jerry if he's got any suggestions for the rivalry name. Are we bringing back the platypus, Jerry? That's what I want to know.
You know, that is not a name I like, and I never have. No, okay. It's just like, you know, that's just not – That is an animal that is just wrong. Okay, there never was a real thing called a platypus or looked like them. So no, we got to come up with a better name than that.
I did not expect to hear that. Rob says the Clash in the Cascades, the Tilt for the Tall Firs. I haven't heard that one before. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that is a new one.
The Whirl in the Willamette. Or the Frolic in the Forest. Well, that makes me think of Lord of the Rings. If you're frolicking in the forest, I like Whirl in the. I like. Thank you, Jerry. I like Whirl in the Willamette. I mean, Yeah, I like that. All right, when we come back, we're going to make some North Fork Public House picks. The Pac-12 with a little bit of a reshuffled schedule. We'll go through that. Some updates from Oregon women's basketball, too, as Kelly Graves met with the media last night. Some thoughts heading into the start of their season this weekend as well. We're into the hoops. Pigskin overlap. It's going to be wild. He's Jerry Allen. I'm Joey Mack. Mike Jorgensen is with us in spirit.
Emotionally.
Maybe. On the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay, I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'll tell you what, it's a wonderful sight as we welcome you back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm inside the Country Financial Studio. Jerry isn't. And we've got basketball on the TV. That's
what?
Right. Yeah, there's what? Hoops on. There's hoops on. I'm excited. That big Gonzaga-Kansas game, that's going to be a fun one to watch. Assuming everything goes according to plan and we get to that game, that's going to be the big question. Everybody stay safe, grab those masks, and have a very safe holiday. In the meantime, we've got a reshuffling of the Pac-12 schedule, Jerry. And by reshuffling, I mean it's completely nutty and it is nothing like it was when we talked, you know, on Sunday about the potential for the schedule this week. Where we stand in our college football picks, though, is Jerry Allen sits in first place. Boo. Boo.
Yeah.
I actually am. Jorgie said that he was in last place, but he's not. Jorgie's in second place. I'm in third place, and the coin is in fourth place.
As it should be.
I'll say this again, though. This year doesn't count, so, you know, whoever ends up winning, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yes, it does. You're only saying that because I'm in the lead.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. You agree. And,
well,
okay.
I mean, it's the same. The Dodgers won the World Series in a year that didn't matter. I heard you on with our buddy Steve Tannen the other day.
Yeah, and you heard what I said. I was being honest.
And he brought that up, and I was like, yeah, you're darn right. That's it.
I knew you would say that, too.
Anyway, we've got picks to make. So we have two Friday games, the Ducks being one of them. The big game, as they call it, which, by the way, is there a better name for a rivalry game than the big game? I mean, that's going to be tough to overtake. I will say, though, Jerry, we got another suggestion today from Trevor. He said the state championship. Why not just go simple? Call it what it is.
Big game, straightforward, simple, state championship. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the high schools use it.
Yeah.
Why can't the colleges?
I'm in.
Okay.
1 o'clock on Fox on Friday. Stanford 0-2. Cal 0-2. That's the lead-in, by the way, for Oregon and Oregon State on ESPN. Cal is a slight favorite. Jerry?
Are they really going to play?
I think so.
When you look at the Pac-12 stats, both of them are barely, you know, I mean, they're this. Stanford's strength is the rush game. Cal's strength is against the pass, so maybe they neutralize each other. It's a push, really. I had to pick somebody. I'm going to pick Cal because the game's at Cal. I'll give my half point advantage. Cal.
Okay, Cal it is. Mike Jorgensen is next, and Jerry and I both know who he picked. So, Jerry, would you like to impersonate Jorgie, or do you want me to go first?
I'm just going to say Jorgie would say, what's the name? Stanford can't run the ball. But Cal can't run the ball either. So it's a push. It's a Cal. I'm picking Cal.
That's pretty good. That was we don't need Jorgie. Why do we ever have him?
No, we need Jorgie.
Yeah, we do. You know, this is a coin flip game for me. I don't have a great read on Stanford because the Ducks didn't play them with Davis Mills at quarterback, and what does this Cardinal team look like that is still, I think, trying to find its identity? I was surprised that Cal started the year the way that the Bears did. Now, that being said, I think the Ducks saw that UCLA is actually a pretty good squad, and Cal didn't have a lot of time to prepare for him, so I think you can kind of throw that game out. But Chase Garbers has not been as impressive to me as I thought he would be this season. And Cal's defense is clearly not as good as it was last year. Jerry, you mentioned the numbers. I'm surprised that this Cal team actually hasn't done more to impress me, which is why I'm still going to pick Cal, because I just don't think that Stanford's very good either. So I'm going to take a gamble, and I guess I'm going to pick Cal because I'm still going to believe that the Golden Bears are just the better team. Who knows if that's actually true or not. I guess we'll find out if they go 0-3 here to start the season.
The coin.
Coin flip. That's heads, and I've got a witness. It's on camera. That's heads. That's the home team. That's Cal. So no movement on the schedule there. Ducks.
I just want to add, the reason Garbage is having trouble this year, Cal can't run the ball.
Yeah.
And if you have a running game, then teams pin their ears back and come after you. So if they can develop that, but right now they don't have it.
All right. Good stuff. That'll be the first game on Friday at 1 o'clock. Then the Ducks and the Beavers will play at 4:30 on ESPN. Then we get into the Saturday slate with Colorado at 2-0 and USC, though there's murmurs that this game could be shifted around, but we're still going to make a pick because as we sit here at 1:20 on Wednesday, and everything could change a minute after I say this, but Colorado and USC are still on the docket. USC a big favorite down in Southern California, the number 18 team in the country, the only other Pac-12 team besides the Ducks in the College Football Playoff rankings. Jerry Allen, you picking the Buffs, and is Ralphie going to run and stampede over the Trojans, or are we talking about the men of Troy slaying a Buffalo?
Well, fortunately, USC will not let the Buffalo on their turf, so I don't think there's any issue there. Colorado's fourth in the league in rushing, and right now, at this point of the season, having not really seen a lot of either of these teams, USC is eighth in rushing. They depend on passing game. Colorado's pass defense is middle of the pack, maybe a little less. USC's is number one, far and away the best. I think that victory in the passing game for USC gives them an advantage. I think USC slows down Colorado's run game, and then they can't throw the ball. So, and it's at USC. And even though USC has been skating by, good teams find a way to win, and I think they're a pretty good football team. They just I don't want to talk about coaching. I'll just say I think USC wins.
All right. Well, yeah, Jerry, I agree with you. I think that you hit on a lot of the great points right there. I agree with a lot of you said. I think Slovis is just going to throw all over the field. Yeah. I think that Slovis is just going to be great. You haven't put up the Mike Jorgensen. Thank you. I think Slovis is just going to throw it all over the place. And you know, you have to run the ball. Yeah, Jorgie picked USC also.
No, I
like USC here because even though the Trojans have continued to underwhelm and play down to their competition, The thing is, they still win, and I think Colorado is a darn good football team. So if you're going to play down to your competition, Colorado is not a bad competition to play down to. I do also think that USC dealing with some of the things that they've been dealing with practice potential, who knows what's going on, right? I think that USC is more talented. Wouldn't surprise me if Colorado wins, but I think the easy, smart pick has to be USC, so I'm going to take USC as well.
Colorado's 10th in the conference defending the pass.
I really want to pick Colorado, though. You know?
Oh, no way. I'd love it if you would. That'd give me an advantage over you.
Tails, the road team, Colorado for the coin.
Stupid coin.
Jerry's in. He's in the pre-Thanksgiving mood. You must
I'm
be
in first place. That's
you,
why
you must be fasting to get ready for your big Thanksgiving, and that's why you seem a little hangry today.
Yeah, look at when we came on just before we went on the air, I had a big bowl of some kind of chowder, and it's gone now, so I'm not fasting.
I don't know. Hey, did you guys know that the most popular pizza and takeout, or the most popular takeout day in America, is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Really?
Yeah, because nobody wants to cook anything at home the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a total.
It's one of the biggest eat out, take out. Support those local businesses, by the way. It's one of those biggest eat out kind of nights. Makes sense. I didn't even mean to do this, but hey, our North Fork Public House picks open for dine-in and takeout, NorthForkEugene.com. I know what I'm getting tonight.
Yeah.
5 o'clock, Arizona, UCLA on Fox on Saturday. UCLA, Jerry, I think a pretty darn good football team.
Well, when you break down those Pac-12 numbers and see who's doing what, Arizona is doing nothing. They can't stop the run or the pass. I think UCLA is a team that's getting better. Chip Kelly's getting them into a rhythm. I thought their Temple game last week was really, really good. So I don't think it's even close. I think UCLA just throttles Arizona.
It's your turn to be Jorgie.
No, I can't. There's no run game. Well, actually, UCLA did run. Okay, here you go. In this game, you don't need to run the ball because Arizona is so bad, you can throw the ball and win without running the ball. Not very optimal, I ever say that. UCLA.
I thought for sure that you were going to do the UCLA song and sing it like he did. C-L-A. UCLA. Right. That was pretty good.
I couldn't do that. That's good. That was good. That was very
that
good.
That was Scott. I was just following him. That was all
That was
Scott.
Very good. That was good.
I think UCLA is going to win the game. I was impressed with UCLA. The Ducks didn't play their best football, but with a backup quarterback, UCLA is still able to move the ball. I think that Felton, as a runner, is elite. I think he's one of the best in the conference. And I thought that UCLA's defense just hung in there as much as they could, despite the fact that they were on the field quite a bit. Oregon's offense was out there a lot because of those turnovers that the Ducks were able to force. I was impressed with UCLA. I think that UCLA is going to run away with this game. I think it's at least two touchdowns. UCLA is my pick. The coin. Tails, road team.
Wow.
Arizona.
Dumb coin.
The added game to the docket after Washington at Washington State and Utah, Arizona State are off the board. The conference has announced that Utah and Washington will play. That'll be a 7:30 p.m. Pacific time game on ESPN with Utah coming off their season opener in week three of the Pac-12 schedule. 0-1 after that loss. And Washington is 2-0. This is a big game for Washington. Big game to get to 3-0 and try to keep pace with the Ducks, Jerry.
Well, Washington's got it, and I'm not going to use any of my defers this week. So Washington's got to have a good game because they haven't. I mean, they've won, but when you look at what they've accomplished so far in the Pac-12, competing against other teams, in fact, Utah is the same. They're 8th, 9th, or 10th in the conference, passing, running the ball, defending everything. So I think Utah could neutralize the Husky run game, which is all they have. And I think the Huskies' run defense is probably number two in the conference, so that cancels out. neither team's very good passing, but it's at Washington. They're finding a way to get it done. So I'm going to go with the Huskies.
If it was the Beavers, Georgie would sit here and say, well, I can't pick the Beavers. But he tends to pick the Huskies. And in this circumstance, I think Georgie would probably say, well, I don't like them, but I got to pick them.
That was good.
I don't really have anything else to add. I don't.
He does that sometimes. He just will throw a line out there, and then there's my pick. I don't even want to discuss them. I don't like them, but I got to pick them. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. No, that was good. That was very good.
All right. I think Washington's the better team. I was unimpressed with Utah. I think that after they went through some of their own issues with COVID protocol themselves, I feel like, similar to Cal, they just haven't had as much preparation time. And I think that Washington isn't a blow-you-away good team, but I think they're better than Utah. And I like Washington in this game, too. Okay. The coin flip. Tails, road team, Utah. Boy, the coin could really coin could really come and look smart here in a minute.
Maybe the coin knows something we don't.
It always does. Coin knows if it's going to land on heads or tails, Scott. Yeah, it does.
Could land on the floor and you can't find it.
That's happened before. All right, so, this is a boring week. Everybody picked the same. Cal, UCLA, USC, Washington, the consensus amongst the humans. Meanwhile, the coin taking Cal, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. So Jerry's got a three-game lead on the coin, and it could evaporate this week.
Ooh, wow. Or I could put the coin away.
You could. And I'm trailing you by two games, and I'm not going to catch you here anytime soon. This is not ideal.
So what you're saying is next week I'm still going to be number one.
Next week you're still, unfortunately, first in line. So you got to pick first.
Okay.
That's right. Our North Fork Public House picks. North Fork Public House, open for dine-in and takeout, NorthForkEugene.com. He's Jerry Allen. Jerry, a couple final thoughts. Oregon State, 4:30 kickoff, 2:30 pregame show on Friday.
Well, I think it's, Jerry said it, you got to handle Oregon State's run game. If you can slow down Jamar Jefferson, don't let him have those explosion plays. Make him work the ball down the field. If they get his yards in a 10 or 12 play drive, okay. But don't give him up 75 yards and a touchdown. And I think the Ducks will run and pass the ball efficiently against Oregon State. So if you can make Oregon State one-dimensional, slow down Jefferson, I don't think they throw the ball at all. And I think the Ducks go in and win this one. But I'll tell you what, Oregon State's an improved team. They're playing at home. They believe. Ducks didn't play well last week. I can remember a few years back when these teams traded wins back and forth and back and forth against the odds. So let's strap it on and play it.
Ducks have won 11 of the last 12 meetings. See if they can keep that streak alive. We got a 2:30 pregame show and a 4:30 kickoff coming up when the Ducks face the Beavers on Friday.
How about this? A Musgrave playing for the Beavers. Doug Musgrave, who played quarterback for Oregon, who was the younger brother of Bill Musgrave, his son plays for Oregon State. It just doesn't seem right.
Musgrave for the Beavers.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel right.
But then when you think that Rich Brooks was a Beaver, coached Oregon, Don Essig was a Beaver, been the voice of Autzen Stadium and Matt Court and Matthew Knight Arena forever. So it happens, I guess. It's okay. Still doesn't seem right.
Scott says it's not okay.
I salute any young man or young woman who wants to go to college, their choice. Good for you going to school.
Good answer.
Be the Beavers,
Jerry. Jerry, my best to you, your family. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Have a safe one. And I look forward to being about 20 feet away from you inside of Autzen Stadium's press box as we call this game, and I hope that the gas won't be too bad after Thanksgiving.
Just definitely not going to be. Just everybody be smart. Small gatherings, just immediate family. We're so close to the end of this. Don't blow it now. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll get together on Friday and see who gained the most weight.
It'll be me. It's going to be. It will be me. There's no doubt in my mind. Gobble, gobble, my friend, and I'll see you in a few days.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Jerry Allen, the voice of the Ducks. When we come back, a little bit more on football. Also going to transition to a bit of basketball. Hear from Kelly Graves after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cool
I want to
day.
Be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you inside the Country Financial Studio. My thanks again to Jerry Allen for joining us on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. Thanks to everybody for joining us here on this Wednesday slash Friday edition of the show. Going to hear from Kelly Graves, head coach of Oregon women's basketball, in just a moment. First, your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill. Some updates for you as the Ducks come in at number 15 in the first college football playoff rankings. And, you know, I said it kind of jokingly at the beginning of the show, like, whatever. The first college football playoff rankings mean nothing. It gives you an idea of where teams are. We'll see what happens. If the Ducks continue to win, I like their chances. If the Ducks don't continue to win, then like Mario Cristobal said, you probably shouldn't be worrying about the rankings anyway. Women's basketball is going to tip off at 1 o'clock now on Saturday, a new updated time for the Ducks, and the Oregon men trying to figure out their schedule. A lot of different moving parts, as you can imagine, so keep your eyes on GoDucks.com, keep your ears on Duck Insider, and we'll, of course, have announcements for you on our various broadcasts if we have a game to tell you about. But the Ducks working hard to get their first non-conference game on the schedule after the Pac-12 did announce the dates for all the conference games for men's basketball yesterday, and you can find all of those as well as broadcast information as we know it now on GoDucks.com. So 1 o'clock start on Saturday for the Ducks women's basketball team, and Terry Johns will have a call for you along with Bev Smith at 12:30. Going to be a little different. We're going to be stationed on the concourse, not on the court this year. We'll be on the concourse above section 103, calling the game, spaced out, distanced, and that's the way it's going to be for a while. And we're actually planning on calling basketball games from inside this very studio when the Ducks are on the road, trying to limit travel, limit exposure as much as we can, because what we don't want is to have a problem in the midst of traveling, and then we cannot bring you the game on the Oregon Sports Network. That's a big reason why we've made the decision that we've made. Elsewhere around Oregon and for the Ducks, it is going to be Thanksgiving tomorrow. Oregon football has a Fast Friday coming up tomorrow after they wrapped up their practice today. Going to be a grab-and-go Thanksgiving-style lunch. Everything looks a little bit different these days. Two-Minute Drill brought to you by Cafe Yum Restaurants throughout Oregon and Washington, where special diet requests and custom orders are always welcome. Menus and nutrition info at cafeyum.com. 4:30 kickoff for the Ducks and the Beavers coming up from Reser Stadium. All right, quick timeout. We're running a little bit behind. Then we're going to hear from Kelly Graves, head coach, Oregon women's basketball. Stick with us as we zero in on the start of women's hoop season next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar presents an original that's now maybe even better. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Let's taste was as good as the original, maybe even better.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. As good as the original, maybe even better.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. We've had a lot of basketball buildup and a lot of disappointment after last season ended abruptly. Kelly Graves talked to the media yesterday evening about the upcoming season and that 1 o'clock tip-off on Saturday when the Ducks take on Seattle U. What does this team look like and some of the challenges facing this Oregon women's basketball program? Kelly Graves addressed that all with the media.
Kelly, probably exciting just to have it be so close here. Actual games, not even a week away. Kind of what's the anticipation level? Cross your fingers first. But what's the excitement just of at least a game scheduled not too far in the distance future?
Yeah, it's a little bit surreal because it's been out there, it's been out there, it's been out there. And it just seems like suddenly it's upon us. And certainly in the last week or so, I think our kids have been amped up. It doesn't help that Nate keeps posting, 10 more days, 9 more days. So, I think our kids are ready. I think we're ready to play. And I know that they're excited.
Kelly, knock on wood that the game tips off on Saturday, but you played Seattle back in the 2017-2018 season. How much of that game film do you actually watch for this upcoming season, and what have you learned from it?
None. We won't. That was such a long time ago. They've changed teams. So have we. They play actually tomorrow against Portland, who's our, hopefully our second opponent. So we'll get a chance to see them before we play. So we'll base it all on that. And, the honest truth, Ashley, I think early in the year, I'm not really concerned about the team, the opponent. We've got so many things we've got to work on to be better. I think that's where our focus needs to be, because a week from Friday, we open Pac-12 play. I can't even believe I'm saying that. So we've just got a million things to do. And we'll just try the best we can. I'm not as concerned. And I don't mean that as a slight on our opponent. I think you understand what I'm getting at. We'll worry about ourselves.
Hey, Coach, I asked Sedona about
how she felt about being centrally focused in this offense after being out for 2 years, watching what it was last year. And she said she's going to have fun handling that pressure. Did you sit down with her at some point and have a conversation and say, hey, I'm going to put a lot on you? Or did you kind of just know she could handle it?
Well, I talk to her every day about that kind of stuff. And by the tone in my voice and the level with which I, you know, shout, I think she understands that I expect a lot of her. And, you know, I don't think I'm putting too much on her. I think I have a good grasp of how much our players can handle. And I, you know, I'm not going to ask them to do more than they're capable of. And I certainly talk in terms of, you know, we've got a lot of capable players, so it's not just going to be on her. You know, she's just one piece, but I think she has a chance to be a real special player. And I think we all have to remember, like she said, I came in toward the end. It's been 2.5 years. I haven't really thought of it in terms of that. 2.5 years since she's played a game. I mean, she's going to look rusty at times. I think we will as a team since we're so young. But I expect a lot of her because I think she's capable of it.
KG, obviously, there is all of the other stuff to contend with, you know, in addition to trying to coach a basketball team this year. Obviously, in past years, you've never had to deal with that. So how do you as a staff deal with not just trying to coach players and get them ready, but keep an eye on the schedule in case something has to shift and be nimble? I mean, how much of that is Rob's kind of purview? How much are you guys in on that? And how much, in a percentage of your brain, how much space does that occupy during the season?
Andrew, that is a great question. And yesterday we had a quick team meeting before practice, and I put on the board, be flexible. I think flexibility is a key word. We don't know. You know, Utah, as we know, is out, and it's a couple weeks. Who knows if that extends into the first weekend of Pac-12 play when we play them. So all we can do is what we can do. So we've really tried to take it just one day at a time and just do the best we can, because tomorrow's not promised us. And it sounds cliche, but I think I know personally, I've tried to stay off the internet because it seems like every day there's another team that's shutting down for 2 weeks. And you just know that at some point that could be us. I hope it's not, but I'm just saying that that's a possibility. I think that's something we're going to all have to live with. So let's just enjoy the moment. Let's do the best we can today. And just that's why, you know, I crossed my fingers at the start. I'm hopeful that we play Saturday. If you're a praying person, pray for it, you know. But the reality is, you know, we don't know. But we're doing our best to build team, to have fun at this thing, to obviously teach. But, you know, one of the things, Andrew, that we've been denied this year is the ability to really build cohesion off the court, chemistry. That's been one of our biggest strengths, I think, a team that really loves each other on and off the court. And we can't even meet together. We can't even eat meals together, you know, as crazy as that sounds. And that's where you build really good memories and a tight-knit unit. So we're doing the best we can under the circumstances.
Kelly, how unique of a player is Sedona? She was saying that, you know, if you double team her, that's a mistake on your part. She's going to find what you've described as your best shooting team. And I imagine if you don't double team her, that could be a mistake too. Just how unique of a threat is she going to be for you guys?
Well, she's unlike anybody that I've ever coached, certainly. I think she has the ability to score in and out. What I'm most impressed with is just her ability to pass the ball, to understand who's open and when, and she can get in the ball. She's really good out of the high post. You have to honor the shot from, you know, 16 to 18 feet, or she's going to knock it down. She's a really, really good shooter. In fact, today we had a three-point drill. She scored as well as a lot of the guards. So, you know, she's got the ability to step out and do that. I would prefer, and I wish she would get down to the block a little bit more and be a tough-as-nails player around the rim. She likes to float a little bit, but she's a threat inside and out, and she's going to be a load for people to guard. And she's still got a lot of work to do, you know, and she's going to get stronger and more comfortable and, you know, I've made some lofty comparisons to some NBA guys, and it's just not hyperbole. I really think she's got that about her. She's just got a unique skill set and great hands. Man alive. Post players always say they got to have two things, hands and heart. She's got a big heart, and she's got great hands. So she'll be a load.
Taylor was saying earlier, one of the keys this offseason has just been every kind of finding their niche. How difficult has that been to do, though, given the circumstances? And from, I don't, obviously you aren't going to set anything in stone from a rotation or starting lineup perspective now, but like, how difficult has it been to parse through that and kind of figure out how you're going to handle that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a day-to-day event. It's a work in progress, Eric. Seriously, I just don't know how it's going to work out. I've always been a fan, and if you look at my history, I like to set a lineup and go with it. I like people to know when they're going to come in off the bench, kind of make it a routine. That's not going to be the case this year. You know, right now that's not the case. I think we've got seven or eight players that could start, and I've never worried about who starts the game. It's who finishes that really matters. I think our lineups is going to be fluid. I think right now we're pretty solid all throughout, and we haven't had a ton of separation yet. So that's why I told him yesterday in that team meeting, find a niche, do something better than anybody else. Right now, Maddie Shear has created a niche for herself. She's our best on-ball defender, and it's not even close. She is our best on-ball defender. So if we need a lockdown kind of defender, you know, she's earned the right to be in that position. I talked to somebody like Kylie Watson, who's so athletic and aggressive and strong. She could be the best rebounder in the conference. So she's got to focus on going every time to the boards. You know, so that's what I talk about. You know, create a niche. You know, be the best at something. And then that makes it hard for the coach to keep you off the floor. You know, if you don't do anything all that well and you don't distinguish yourself differently from others, then you're easy to keep on the bench.
Sedona is predicting it's going to be emotional for herself and for Niara. What do you want them to get out of just Saturday's game?
Well, I hope they don't cry on the court. You know, I know it will be that way. I'll have to send them to the locker room, but I understand it. Yes, it will be. It's been a long road for them. Just think of what Sedona has gone through with, some litigation. That's well known. I'm not saying anything that I think isn't out there. The transfer from Texas, breaking her leg the way she did, competing for USA, and just on and on and on. And she's had setbacks even here, you know, along the road. So, it's going to be a lot. And just to think of Niara, two ACLs before she's had a chance to play. So, yeah, I get it. But at the same time, I think the joy that we're going to see is going to be much more worth watching on those days.
Oregon women's basketball head coach Kelly Graves. That's pretty cool, man. Just hearing about some of the adversity from Sedona Prince, the adversity for Niara Sobley, and just what they've been able to accomplish. It's really pretty remarkable. We're going to hear from Sedona Prince coming up as we wrap things up, heading into a Thanksgiving holiday and a matchup with the Beavers. And, of course, a tip-off at 1 o'clock on Saturday for Oregon women's basketball. Looking forward to getting back to it. Duncan Snyder presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Going to hear from Sedona Prince next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns.
It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest, where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio, and thanks for being with us. We heard from Kelly Graves, and you heard him reference Sedona Prince. Well, some adversity and some emotion certainly expected for Sedona Prince when the Ducks tip off against Seattle U at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Sedona Prince talked to the media. Won't get her entire press conference. You can find them all on the Oregon Women's Basketball Facebook, I believe, but for sure on the Go Ducks YouTube to find the full press conferences as well. Hearing a little bit of Sedona Prince talking to the media.
Sedona, there's got to be a lot going through your mind after the last couple of years. Just how would you describe kind of your sense of anticipation, excitement, nerves, whatever it is, as you look forward to finally hitting the court?
Yeah, it's been a long 2 years. You know, I've been waiting patiently, and it's been exciting, but I've just been super antsy. So now being able to, I mean, we're, 5 days out? Now being able to, like, see it and be in it is pretty exciting, and I'm just excited. Like, I have such a greater purpose to play basketball now, and being through all that has given me such a great passion for the game. So I'm excited. It'll be fun.
For you coming into this year, there's Kelly is talking you up at every turn, just about how talented you are, the comparisons to some NBA players like Nikola Jokic. Kind of, how is that for you, not having played in a couple of years and entering this expecting that you're going to be a huge part of this team and a team that has big expectations?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so blessed to come into a program where the coaching staff has such great expectations for me, and they have such a trust in me, and I'm so lucky that I can just come in here and they trust me the ball. You know, that's what I was worried about, is that, you know, how would I play coming back from an injury, from a broken leg and then another surgery, and they've given me such a great confidence and just letting me know, like, play my game and it'll work out. And they putting like, I mean, these amazing players around me, Taylor Travis, Taylor Mikesell, all these guards that are, like, you know, just unbelievably talented, all these Taylors, we have a couple, but sorry. But yeah, it's just putting all these players on me and coaches, I'm pretty lucky to be here.
Hey, Sedona, obviously 2020, a lot of crazy things have happened, but one thing that did happen during the pandemic is a lot of college athletes have used their voice more for various things, whether it's social justice or changing the system. Talk about a little bit about your stance on kind of challenging the NCAA with your situation, and how's that fight going?
Yeah, so I can't talk much about it because I'm in an active lawsuit right now. But I want to make a change, and I feel that I have such a strong platform being an athlete at the University of Oregon, and it's so important for athletes to use our voices. And so that's what I wanted to do, is to help us get the compensation that we deserve. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I can't say much, but yeah.
Sedona, you and Niara have gone on this journey together, where you were on the bench last year together. And now, can you just speak on just the relationship that you two have together and what hopefully Saturday's debut will be like for the two of you?
Yeah. When I came in, we were both expected to play. You know, I didn't think we'd have any problems with the waiver. And then she was getting back from injury and playing really well. And so going through that, when she had re-torn her ACL when we went on break, and then when I had got denied, going through those two things together just brought us instantly closer, and knowing that it was going to be a rough year and that we had to lean on each other just brought us instantly to become best friends. And
that's pretty cool hearing that from Sedona Prince talking about her relationship with Niara Sobley. Going to be a lot of emotions for both of them when they tip things off on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And I'll echo Coach Graves. Cross those fingers, do what you can, let's get there. Seattle U, the opponent for Oregon women's basketball. And, you know, I know everyone's focused on football right now. It's the fourth game of the year. It's the rivalry game. But having women's basketball season tip off this weekend is pretty darn exciting. Some new faces, but some pretty talented faces, too. Ducks sure do look like they're going to have a fun ride. Terry Johns will have a 12:30 pregame show for you coming up on the Oregon Sports Network and across our affiliate stations, 12:30 on Saturday. Meanwhile, for Oregon and Oregon State on the football gridiron, 4:30 kickoff on ESPN, a 2:30 pregame show. Woo! Looking forward to it. Jerry and Jorky will have the call. Terry Johns has pregame. I'll be there doing, I don't know, something. Everybody have a safe and happy holiday. I know it looks a little different. Enjoy it as best you can, and we'll talk to you for football on Friday.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash.
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom,
buckle up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.